All right, everybody, welcome to the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop right here in beautiful Delaware County, Havertown, 95 South Eagle Road.
Yes.
This is Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour with Hollis Tank Thomas, everybody.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
That's when you guys are supposed to applaud.
You're supposed to applaud.
There we go.
You're supposed to act like it's a bunch of us here. We're here having a good time. This is one of my hangout spots. Super Dave is the owner. There he is. You're supposed to be over with us, man.
Is that Robbie?
Yes, it's Robbie. Yes.
Robbie, how are you?
So we're going to introduce my esteemed colleague, Quimby. He's going to let you guys know how we pay the bills.
First of all, if you haven't heard of us before, check us out on greenlegionradio.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. By searching for Green Legion Radio, we hit number 8 last month. Top professional sports podcast on iTunes worldwide. That's a big deal. It fluctuates, but we did get as high as number 8, so we have a little something special going on. I attribute most of it to my large friend here to the right, and I'm not talking about Rami, who just sat down.
thank you.
Everybody, the Green Legion Radio Show is powered by Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city. City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, all of them, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market, and of course, our friends over the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Of course, our Delaware County podcast friends at 4th and John.
Yep.
I saw that meme put out by Chucks the other day.
Yeah.
Do not ask this man any questions. And of course, Sean Brace and Philly Influencer at 102.5 The Gambler. And of course, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, where we are located every Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock during football season. Rami.
Yes.
Try again.
Give us the value.
Oh, so.
There you go.
What do you guys want to know?
We understand you're the man from General.
I am. I'm somebody from General, not the man. He's not the man.
Is anybody else from General here?
No, just me.
Then you're the man tonight.
Yeah. You are the man, sir.
By default, I'm the man.
That's good.
Yeah, you're the man.
Yeah.
Talk to us. Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do with the Wooden Indian. It's a fantastic place. It's a great lounge. That humidor is enormous.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. Actually, what is it?
It's awesome sauce.
There you go.
They remodeled it. I don't know if I think Barb is behind it mostly. Is Barb behind it? Barb's behind it mostly. So it's slightly extravagant, as only that Dave and Barb can do. They're doing a tremendous job here. You see the guys who showed up. A lot of these guys, we watch football, and a lot of times we tease. We don't have the Pittsburgh fans. It's like one or two Cowboys fans that I run out of here.
Are there any Cowboys fans in here right now?
No, there's not.
Yeah.
You do know we have an important game to make sure that we continue our season to probably not only be disappointed again this week.
Yeah, let's go Bears.
Yeah, go Bears. Go Bears.
because one of the things is, and we'll get to this, we would like to end their season before they end ours.
We're going to get to that.
Yes.
So, Rami, tell us what you do here with the Wooden Indian.
So I'm here tonight representing General Cigars, and we're doing deals with listen, this is one of the best places, one of my favorite places. I'm also, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm local. I live right here in the neighborhood. So you're a member. Yes, I am a member. And listen, like you guys said, just a great selection of cigars, friendly service. And a great lounge, you know, somewhere if you're a cigar smoker, somewhere you really need to be. So right in beautiful Havertown, Delaware County.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Well, let's dive right into this.
Yeah, let's dive right into it.
Let's give a little game recap. We talked about it a little on Tuesday, but we're a little hamstring when we're dealing with Super Dave Spadaro.
When we're dealing with Spuds, you have to respect what he does. So.
We also had Cravon LeBlanc on, and we didn't want to talk about how much the secondary got torched this weekend. So that was slightly
uncomfortable.
We had to be slightly more politically correct than we normally are.
Let me run this.
Yeah, do it. You got it.
Okay, so we went to Miami. It should have been a winnable game, but like they say, you have to play the game. That's why each game on any given Sunday, anybody can win. But we felt like we had the better team and the better talent. But actually, when we got down there, everything was sweet. We won the tailgating, and everything was going probably the smoothest that I've ever seen until about the middle of the third quarter. When one of our sure-headed tight ends, Zach Ertz, he dropped the short touchdown pass, which I personally felt like that let the wind not only out of the stadium for the fans, but out of the team also, because the next thing you know, Carson takes a sack, and we, instead of a 38-yard field goal, now it's a 53-yard field goal, and we missed the field goal. After that, the Dolphins just took over and just pretty much kicked our teeth in and slightly pulled the trip.
This is what I heard in the third quarter.
Yes, exactly. That's what happened, and it was god awful. So when you look at what went down, we were getting a lot of yards per carry as far as the run, and a lot of times we often argue about a team that needs to pass to win. But when you have the lead, you don't continue to give the other team the opportunity to get back into the game. And when you pass three times in a row and put your defense back out there, the other team is also paid. So eventually they're going to make a play and figure something out to get back in the game.
Well, what's interesting about that is the time of possession was almost even.
Right.
The Dolphins only won by about 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that does bode the question. First of all, can somebody put something in Fitzpatrick's Gatorade? Because I am tired of that guy. He tossed up 35 on us against Tampa last year. What was it, 37?
37, something like that. I'm tired of the Fitzmagic.
I am tired of the Fitzmagic. I want to shave one stripe up his beard and not in the middle. Don't even give him the opportunity to kind of look like a Wolverine. You know, do it a little off so it looks like he was drunk.
Right.
So, maybe paint a couple glasses on him, a little dirty Sanchez on him. I don't know, something.
But which actually it brings up the question of do we have a team that we want to see in the playoffs?
We're not getting there yet.
No.
We're breaking this game down. Talk about that.
That's part of the game. The game is a team that you should have beat, and all you had to do was stomp on their neck and finish them off. We didn't finish them off. We didn't have the killer instinct. And we let this team stick around, and they end up kicking our ass.
You can't let a team stick around.
Exactly.
But even up 14.
Yeah.
Even up 14 against the Dolphins, you go, all right, we got this.
Yeah, but as a coach, the points that they did score, they scored off the initial points that they scored to keep themselves in the game. One of them was off of a trick play, which I felt like we should have called timeout.
Right. That's been a big debate.
Yeah.
And as a player on the field,
right,
what are the signs that say, hey, you know, scream over to the sidelines, you know?
When they busted out and Josh Sweat was in the game still. When they busted out into that formation, you still see Josh Sweat. He's just standing there, and it's like one of those things where you have to know as a teammate to pass the call down the line and make sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, the defensive end's heads, they go a lot of places. That's why they're able to do what they're able to do. But they go a lot of places. Sometimes they're not in the game. And it's one of those things where you have to make sure everybody knows their responsibility. Now when it's jumped off, I saw him push the kicker, which let me know that was his guy. He pushed the kicker, let me know that was his guy.
You know who that was, by the way?
Who's that?
That was Vera. From Harlem Nights.
Yeah, from Harlem Nights, yeah. You're dealing with a heavyweight. But the thing I was getting to, when you saw him put his hands on the first, that was his guy, because when as a defensive lineman, we're not in coverage that much. So they tell you the first thing to do is hold him up for as long as you possibly can and then let him go.
Here's an interesting question, and we're going to debate that if this is and there's numerous plays and games where we can define the success or the lack of
right
with this season. But if you told me that we were going to score 30 points against the Dolphins,
right,
I would say we got this.
Yeah,
we have this.
I would say it too.
But even with the 30 points that we scored, this offense still looks
but
so vanilla.
And it was the way we scored the 30 points. If you told me that we were going to have some drives that we drove down the field and just straight up like had our way with them, yeah. And we punished them, and we ran the ball. We ran the ball a little
smash
bit.
Smash mouth football.
If you look it up, every time my man Carson has thrown the ball 40 plus times, we normally get our ass kicked. And it's just like that. You can't ask him to do that. And then not only that, it was something that was said today about when we do the play action fake. The play action fake is not going to work if you're not running the damn ball.
Right.
If you've only run the ball 3 times this half, that play action fake is your quarterback slowing down so I can hit him in the back.
Right.
That's it. And it's a waste of time. I was listening to Donovan today. He said that was a waste.
Hold on a second. First of all, A, why were you listening to Donovan today?
Because he had something quality to say.
Well, that's one out of a thousand.
I know. I just wanted to see what he said, so in case somebody asked me what's wrong with him, I knew exactly what they were talking about. Because a lot of times he says things, and people ask me what's wrong with him, and I have to go back and listen.
Every time he opens up his mouth, I'm like, well, that was it's like a dog that hears a sound it doesn't understand. It kind of.
But this was the one time he actually had some decent to say, and he's correct. They need to be more creative in their play calling, and if you're going to run play action fake, actually run the ball.
Right, yeah. Right. Is Gro on the hot seat?
Is who Gro? He's been on the hot seat.
Well, we thought that, especially after last season, mm-hmm. and here we are, 5-7. And I don't know. After the Seattle game, I'd have axed his ass.
Well, what about okay, that brings up to one of our first subjects. Who stays and who goes as far as the coaching staff? Because you have to do something to shake this stuff up, to let everybody know that we're trying to win.
Right.
And you can't. Also, this is one of my things. When somebody's not producing, their ass should not be on the field.
Exactly.
If one of your jobs is to catch the ball and you're not catching it, you should be standing next to the coach until you learn how to catch.
Right.
If your job is to hit the ball up in there and get some yards, go
Clifford Franklin.
Yep. You'll be standing next to the coach.
Coach, I look like I just jacked off an elephant. If I had that clip up right now, that would be great.
It's the one movie with Keanu Reeves as a quarterback.
Oh yeah, come on, baby. Yeah,
I can't remember
the Replacements.
The replacements. Yeah, you know the actual Replacements, actually the Redskins beat the Cowboys.
Oh,
did you know that?
No,
Joe Gibbs played with.
No, they were the Ravens.
Was it? No, it was,
they were Baltimore.
Were they Baltimore then?
Yeah.
I thought Joe Gibbs was the coach.
Oh no, I thought you meant in the movie.
No. I'm talking about in actual real life when. They was calling them the Scabs. And did you also know that Sean Payton was a Scab for the Chicago Bears? I think he threw like six passes, and I think he completed one, which was probably an interception.
Oh, God. Hold on a second.
What's that?
We're going to have some fun on this, but keep going.
Okay. Well, in saying that, which coaches stay? Because I know that they were talking about the receiver coach and also the quarterback coaches because of the stunning of Carson Wentz's growth. he gets into that thing over there.
Hey, shut up. Give me the stick. I don't think it'll work. Coach, that stuff illegal?
What are they going to do, put you in football jail?
So you know this don't look natural. Now, you know it don't talk.
We're going to run the same play. Do you hear me? You're going to catch the ball.
Coach, I look like I just jacked off an elephant.
Hey.
Anyway, we could have talked about Aguilar all season. We're happy to see Greg Ward up at this point.
Finally.
I'm wondering is Greg if Greg Ward is going to be your punt returner?
Right.
Why didn't he get brought up earlier? Especially after Sproles went down.
The other thing too is like they just brought back the kid. I think Mark because it's a double M. Mark making. They brought him back to practice squad, but. Him and Greg Ward was two of the guys that I felt like should have made the squad initially, right. Because they were doing what they were supposed to, catching the damn ball.
Right.
And we what we were going through constantly with Nelson Aguilar and nobody winning the job, it gets old quick.
It does. Yeah. It does. Rami, as a fan, your perspective, as a Delaware County fan, because I know it's a little bit raw down here. I kind of dig that.
It's a little depressing to see a cat like Carson Wentz just kind of go south the way he is. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of looks like his confidence is shaking a little bit. Looks like he doesn't trust people. And, there's something broken. You know, there's something broken inside the engine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not completely broken down, but that check engine light is on.
It's certainly on. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And everyone can sense it. I feel like the other team, the opposing team, can sense it as well.
They're sharks smelling blood in the water.
Yeah. It's a play. You probably could look it up on YouTube because actually Brian Baldinger breaks it down. where he's the fingers.
Baldy?
Yeah, Baldy breaks it down. And
Baldy breaks his fingers?
Well, he's pretty livid, and I know why, because it's kind of what you said about Carson. He's staring down Zach Ertz. Now, the Dolphins botched the coverage.
Here we go.
No.
This is a perfect segue for a funny story.
Okay.
All right. The Green Legion brought down for their Miami program Hollis, obviously. We also had William Fuller.
Oh, yeah.
We had Carlos Emmons.
Yes.
We had Lito Shepard.
Correct.
And we had Freddie Barnett. And the boys are all sitting in lower-level seats in a nice big section that we had. And apparently Freddie got a little worked up.
Freddie went nuts because he was watching Carson's progression, which didn't go anywhere fast. And the play that I'm speaking of, apparently he went ballistic. He didn't go ballistic in the stands. He was pissed off because the Dolphins botched the coverage. Three people went to Zach Ertz. You had two guys on the outside. One of them was Nelson Aguilar, but it wasn't a deep pass. So I was confident in him catching it off the line and taking it the distance because it was nobody in front of him or around him, period. They all went to Zach Ertz. He wasn't even looking that way. And then Freddie brought up this other one to me where I know he threw a touchdown pass to Zach Ertz, and it was a touchdown, which was cool. But it was the whole other side of the field. It was like two guys open on the other side of the field with no one around them. And I don't know if he's taking a regression, or he missed Frank Reich. Well, I know I missed Frank.
Isn't having a security blanket
right,
like Zach Ertz for Carson Wentz? Shouldn't he be his last look?
But your security blanket should be your running back.
Well, but it's that, not. Okay,
it's not.
It's not.
And you know what? It killed us in the New England game because if we didn't run a running back right there in the middle, they were running man under, and nobody was in the middle. If you go back and look at that entire film, it's like you had the running back there. All he had to do was come out and run an option route, and eventually you would make them come up, and then you could hit the big plays that they think that they were going to get.
Right.
And it's like he missed so many guys, but then he plays halfway decent for a minute. But then when it's nut-cutting time, he kind of, like, screws the bed.
You think he's not confident in his teammates?
I think it's him. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it down. I hate to say that I think he's still gun-shy after his injury. I can't think of any other reason. He looked this way last year.
Right.
They blamed it on a hairline fracture.
Right, in his back, yeah.
In his back.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah, big time.
All right. Shenanigans.
Called him out.
But right now, he doesn't – 2 years ago when he was
– the man.
Without question, MVP of the league.
Yep.
He finishes out that season even .500 or with a 50% completion percentage and an 80% passer rating. Mm-hmm. He is the MVP of the league.
Yes, he is.
No doubt.
No.
He just does not look like he has command of the field.
Yeah,
right now.
And everybody keeps trying to blame everybody else and everything else. I kind of put it on the coaches because if I have a guy who's not that confident, I'm not going to have him throwing 40 times during the game. I was like, I'm going to take some of the pressure off, and that's how you do with pretty much any quarterback. Taking the pressure off of him and only making him have to throw and make a few throws here and there, that's what you do for a quarterback. I was watching the game. I was watching the I don't know if you guys watched the Bills-Cowboys game.
Every fucking second of it.
Now, at halftime, if you looked, the Bills had ran the ball about 15 to 20 times, only thrown the ball 12 times. The Cowboys had thrown the ball 23 times and only, I think, had like 6 to 10 carries, but they were getting their ass kicked. It's like you can't, and somebody's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Well, you have to impose your will on a team. Everybody's talking about there's too many people in the box. That's what you get paid for, to whoop somebody's ass.
Right.
And the game is never going to change. Eventually, you're going to have to lose some blood in this game. I don't know no other way around it.
I hear you. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah,
it's more the most frustrating element is when you have a Buffalo coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And not just beating the Cowboys, but bitch slapping them.
And soundly.
Soundly.
Soundly kicking their ass.
Soundly kicking their ass, which opens up this door, and we still control our own destiny.
Wow.
We win out, and
you know,
we have four games against subpar teams.
And that are winnable. But
well, not sub, I mean, Dallas that, isn't a subpar team.
Right, right.
But they haven't won a game against a team with a winning record yet.
Exactly. And to what you're saying, the part that pisses me off the worst is the victories we've had. They've been balanced. And we you see the and then we when Doug
with only 350 yards of offense, less than 400.
Yeah, but
by running the ball and keeping that shit even.
Correct, and it, and that's and what he says. Is, I guess it was the balance. So when you're out there throwing the ball 1,000 times, not giving your defense a chance to rest. A lot of people don't realize it that when the offense gets first downs, that gives the defense the opportunity to rest and the possibility of getting the ball back quicker. So I mean it's. Is it, we but I just hate when he gets in front after a victory, and you look at the balance, and it's not totally balanced, but it's four, it's like 45-55.
Yeah.
So it's horrible.
You know, we're gonna take a quick break here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop, located here in Havertown, beautiful historic Havertown, Pennsylvania, 95 South Eagle Road. If you're anywhere near, come on down. The lounge is full. Hollis is here for your autograph and photo pleasures. David is friendly staff and cigar aficionados are dedicated to helping you select your next fine smoke at the Wooden Indian. The purpose is to promote cigar culture through exciting educational events and excellent customer service. Get your ass down here now, everybody. We'll be back right. All right, back here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop in Havertown, Pennsylvania, 95 South Eagle Road. If you're anywhere around, get your ass over here. Come say hi to Hollis. Come say hi to the rest of the staff here. Very friendly. Browse their 1,800 square foot humidor. Damn. It's the largest walk-in humidor in the Philadelphia area. And Hollis, it is
awesome sauce.
There you go. There's a wide and exclusive yes. selection of cigars and are begging to be smoked.
Yes.
I
smoked a few myself.
I've said that about a few things in my world. we also have Rami. Pronounce the last name for me.
Rami Dacko.
Dacko. Okay. Yeah. Everybody here in the lounge, just want to let you know, this is a very informal setting. Anybody has a question, come on up at any point in time. It's one of these shows where we can screw up and not really give a shit.
Yep.
There doesn't have to be a lot of synergy, a lot of segue.
Yes,
we're happy with interruptions.
Yeah.
I'm happy if somebody comes up and slaps Hollis on the top of his head.
Oh God!
At any point in time, hey, sir, there you go. Come on, I got $20. Says you won't.
Just know
I got $20. Says you won't do it,
just
sir.
Just know that when you strike me, you have signed a waiver.
All right, everybody, we got Rami here, and he's going to talk a little bit about his company and the cigars that you guys are selling here. Rami, floor is yours, brother.
All right. So I'm here tonight representing General Cigar, which is one of the largest premium cigar makers in the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. Actually, we got a lot of great brands, CAO, Macanudo, Punch Partagas, Hoyo de Monterey, Cohiba, La Gloria Cubana. I'm probably forgetting a couple, but in a nutshell, we got great cigars. We got something for everybody. We got mild. We got wild. We got everything in between. I'd be pretty hard pressed if I couldn't find just something you like to smoke in our line. And it's all happening right here at the wonderful Wooden Indian in my hometown of Havertown, PA. So,
Dave, you guys have been great. We're happy that you guys let us come out here tonight. I'm trying to find a nutshell. let's see if I got it here.
You in a nutshell?
Where is it? Uh-oh, hold on. Here we go. Wait, I got it.
Okay. This is me in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell. How did I get into this nutshell? Look at the size of this bloody great big nutshell. What sort of shell has a nut like this?
Today, I'm sorry, I'm movie clips all the time.
Today is Large Marge's birthday, though.
Who?
Large Marge!
In charge.
Large Marge.
Wow.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Tell him Large Marge says
today!
Well,
let's get back to some Eagles because we just tried to segue this this particular segment with should I stay or should I go?
Yep.
And now I'm going to go on record once again
because
it's only the 100th time since this took place. Nick Foles may be on the bench in Jacksonville right now, but I don't know. Nick Foles looks pretty good to me in this lineup.
Well, you know the funny thing, Somebody already brought this up, and they were saying that he got benched down there. He also got benched with the Rams. He came back and won us the Super Bowl. So it's sometimes it's about the coaching and about the system you're in. And he flourishes in his system. And if you remember him getting hurt down there, he threw a touchdown pass on the way to getting hurt.
Right.
Now, we let that go. He had some good chemistry with the team. And I felt like we kind of let it go prematurely and kind of just gave Carson the job. That's another reason I think Carson is faltering, because he was pretty much just giving the job back after somebody else came in and actually did a little bit better than he did. But the thing is you don't lose your job to injury, but also if you're not getting the job done, what do you say to the other players on the team if you're not asking on a weekly basis and you're not the cause of us winning?
Right, right. Well, and the system,
yeah,
that we're discussing right now, or it goes back to the guy you miss the most.
Yeah.
And that's Frank Reich.
Yeah,
you apparently
Frank is the way he created plays, the way he act, the balance in which he ran with, is too much. I hate to even fucking say this. It's too much Jason Garrett. You can't have a tremendous running back like that. Sorry about the end. You can't have a tremendous.
I have to stop Hollis twice or three times a show because he does this.
I hit the table too much, and it's you can hear it on it. But you can't, like Jason Garrett. I don't know if anybody watches this. I hate the Cowboys with a passion, but it's no fucking way on earth that I would put the game in Dak Prescott's hand.
Would you guys like to know how much Hollis hates the Cowboys? No. This is a fantastic story. We do a little fishing in Panama a couple months ago. My best friend Tony and Hollis and myself. And we are at the Marriott in downtown Panama City. All right, no shit. There is Tony. There's the Rams Seahawks.
Yeah,
the Rams Seahawks game is on. And literally, first of all, if you ever hang out with Hollis, if you become his friend, you have to realize that whenever he says he's going to take a shower, it's a princess shower.
I'm a man. I do what I want.
Literally. He's in there going,
yes.
like those old commercials for the Irish Spring.
Yes. I mean, they get it in.
He does not leave the shower. There's no quick shower for Hollis.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Tony and I, you know, we all agree to meet down in the lobby bar at the Marriott. And Tony and I get down there, and Princess is still in the shower. He gets down about 15 minutes later, and there is a Tony and I wanted to send him a text, and then we're like, no. Let's just see what happens when this takes place. There's a guy wearing a Cowboys jersey
at the bar. He was wearing the defensive end. They didn't even.
Oh God.
Yeah, no, 94. He's wearing 94 jersey.
Andre, no, where?
Yeah, Andre. Yeah, where? He's wearing where? Jersey.
So how there's a long runway to get to this bar, and Hollis sees this guy wearing a jersey, and he goes screaming in the lobby bar at the Marriott, "Hell no, 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 get out, get out, get the fuck out." And this guy literally just, and because there was nobody else that he could have been talking to, there was three of us at the bar, the two of us and this guy wearing a Cowboys jersey. Hollis comes right up behind him, and he's like this, and just stands over top of him. I know he could feel Hollis's breath on the back of his neck. Walks away, and it doesn't stop. This guy's girlfriend comes down, and Hollis is abusing this guy until his girlfriend comes over, who barely speaks any English, and says, "You have, amigo, alto, you must, para ti, you must stop, you must stop." Hollis goes, "Get out. Go over there and tell him to take off that stupid jersey." This guy's night was destroyed. So, anyway, speaking of the Cowboys.
Yes.
All right. Does any – all right. We've got the Sixers.
Right.
All right. Playing well.
They're playing awesome.
None of us on the panel are huge Flyers fans. We're all homers. We want to see them do well.
Yeah.
But – based on the way the team and the executive staff, the management has built this team over the last six, seven years.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2010, you know, they were the craziest goal ever scored away from from winning a title.
Right.
But this city lives and breathes football.
Correct.
We get it.
Correct.
And at this point, how many of us are frustrated to the point where we don't even know? We obviously want to see him get to the playoffs.
Right.
But right now, and you brought this point up to me last night when we were out, it's it's almost to the point where the only reason why I want to see this team get to the playoffs is so that the Cowboys don't.
Exactly.
And, is it just gotten to that point?
Yeah, because other than that, it's like you never know which team is going to show up. Everybody thought that this last game was in hand, and we went out there and at a point we thought that the way that we played after the third quarter was the way I was expecting the Dolphins to play, just totally giving up. I feel like we gave up. We got our coach and we got our play from the third quarter on. It's no other way to say it. And to be a team on the cusp of actually getting into the playoffs, and to screw the pooch like this, and not only that, we didn't make any adjustments. Vontae Parker.
When have we made adjustments?
None this year. We used to make adjustments. The Devontae Parker kid, he torched Darby. He torched Mills. How about putting somebody that's taller than 6'2" on him, and trying to stop him from jumping the ball?
Oh my God! And the worst part is Jalen Mills was around every single one of those balls.
Every one of them, yeah.
Every one of them,
yeah.
And just couldn't get a finger on it.
No, and it was one of those things where
Devontae Parker.
Yep.
When the ball got there, he just went like this.
How about new?
Well, when you look at it, also it's like then you go to the coaching. Why didn't you do something to help me? Why do you continually have me out here getting my ass whooped like this? You right. haven't put me in a position to win.
Well, because Malcolm Jenkins isn't playing safety. He's up in the box.
Well, yeah. And they're trying to stop a run. They didn't run. I think
they didn't run dick.
Exactly. They ran maybe six times. They already knew that they could torture you with the pass, and we were killing them early. He took those hits, and later on we could not get there. We could not get there because they figured out that Devontae Parker was the second coming of Megatron.
Can I make an amateur observation?
Sure, absolutely, please.
All right, so what if, you know, the way it looked to me, and I'm not you guys, I'm just a...
Go ahead, just give your opinion.
Yeah, man. All right, okay, here. So it just looked like they weren't taking things too seriously. God, it's just the Dolphins, to hell with it. Let's go out drinking the night before, to hell with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, that's what it seemed like to me. Like, sometimes, listen... There's two kinds of things.
Right.
You know, you can not take – the worst thing in the world is not taking somebody seriously
right.
and getting embarrassed
yeah.
because you didn't take them seriously. So exactly. I'd rather fear getting embarrassed and over-preparing than under-preparing and being humiliated.
You're completely and totally right. The main thing – the one thing that I felt like even our coaches weren't prepared because you know your team. And you know that you can't get some guys on the team that really can't get right, and they have to be told over and over again what to do. When they came out in the first half in that field goal formation and broke out, you should have called timeout. All the other team is trying to do is to get you to call a timeout, and then they would have came out and kicked the field goal. You didn't call timeout. You didn't spread. You didn't communicate, and we got torched. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and I'm like, why didn't we call timeout? It's like you got to. And Josh Sweat is a young guy, and so when you look at it, that's the coaching part of it, and that's what still keeps killing me because you're killing our quarterback trying to throw the ball time and time and time and time again without running the ball. And I think in the second half, what did he run the ball three times? And they were talking about we were behind. Initially, we were up 28-14. Exactly. We got it. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. Well said.
Hold on. Yeah, so he wants to know if you think we should get rid of sports. Hell yeah!
You know what?
Hell yeah!
At this point, you've established that Jim Schwartz is. First of all, let me go on record and say I like Jim.
I like
him in his post game interviews when people are trying to give him shit, and he just
gives it back to him. Yeah.
He won't even do that. He'll just look at you like.
Okay, next question.
Yeah. All right, I like that kind of prick.
Right.
All right, especially on defense.
Right.
If it's offense, different story. But if you're defense, you got to have a hard-ass attitude.
Yeah.
And I like that. But how many times, especially in the beginning of the season, when Jernigan goes down?
Right.
When,
Malik
Jackson goes down.
All right. Bradham.
And there is absolutely no pressure.
Right.
No pressure from your front four.
Correct.
And he refuses to corner blitz.
To blitz.
Something.
You don't
even, linebacker up the middle.
Exactly. You don't even have to corner blitz. My thing is this. I don't feel like he's stuck on his system. And I don't feel like the adjustments he's making are good ones. I always was taught to not put the secondary in a bind. And when I feel like you're putting the secondary in a bind is when they have to cover more than three or four seconds. Nobody's going to be able to stay with a damn receiver that long without one a penalty or without getting torched because you're looking to see what's going on back there to see where the quarterback is. Yeah. And it's rough. It's hard. It's hard. You're hard pressed as a defensive front because you know the guys are back there covering for you. And when they're not covering for you, it's kind of hard to like make up an excuse for them.
So what would you guys say is the most out of everything? If there's coaching, there's a quarterback lack of confidence and injuries, what would you say is the biggest contributor to everything falling apart this year?
All of it.
I think
all of it's creating some sort of dissension, I guarantee. You know, not like you need Orlando.
So Orlando Scandrick.
Scandrick to you don't to ever, tell you. Yeah, shut up. You never won a Super Bowl. How would you know what a goddamn hangover looks like?
Yeah, he was talking about a Super Bowl hangover. And I personally don't ever like hiring a cowboy, a former cowboy. Chris Bonio, I know a lot of people saw that game when he failed to kick that short field goal. But,
by the way, hold on. The greatest moment this year, other than the pep rally and tailgate in Miami,
what's that?
Was 400 people in one end zone section at the Buffalo game in the rain. And every time Buffalo's kicker came up, all we kept screaming was wide right, wide right, wide right.
Scott Norwood.
A little bit of Scott Norwood abuse the entire time. And one time,
he went wide right.
Wide right. Swear to God, you can't make this up.
It's staying in his brain. But back to what we were discussing about. I don't like the fact that when we do blitz, it looks like we've never blitzed before. It seems like it'll never get there. Guys are taking bad. To me, they're bad angles because I've learned in playing is you have to practice blitzes over and over again to take the proper angles. And you have to know if a running back comes up to you, it's called a trigger blitz. If that's somebody's man. So the other guy is coming too. So if you take an outside route, you're running into that guy because he doesn't want to get beat over this way. You're supposed to go underneath him so that it'll be a lane for the other guy to hit the quarterback. So I never see that going on with our guys. So I don't feel like they practice blitzing enough.
Yeah. Well, all right. Look, we've got a lot to go over here.
A lot more.
We're at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop again here in Havertown, Pennsylvania, 95 South Eagle Road. I'm not quite ready to go to break here, but I do want to make an announcement. When we come back from break, we're going to up the ante a little bit on the giveaway tonight.
Ah, cool. We got a giveaway tonight.
We have a giveaway. We've got two $50 gift certificates here to the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop. The Green Legion is going to up that ante. It's going to be something you guys will like. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit of Sixers. We are going to talk a little bit of Flyers. We are going to continue our Eagles talk in our last segment. And we're also going to be around here for a little bit longer afterwards.
Yes.
So anybody that, again, wants to come up, has a question, wants to sit down on the microphone, take pictures with Hollis, get autographs, do whatever you want to do. We are here for you.
It's a happy hour.
It is. It is a happy hour. And we'll be back here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop right after. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, live from the Wooden Eagle Tobacco
Wooden
Shop.
Indian.
What'd I say?
Wooden Eagle.
Wooden, 95 South Eagle Road.
Yeah, 95. Yeah.
Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop. I'm learning.
95 South Eagle Road.
Yeah, I thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Mazel.
Everybody, if you want to know how to listen to our show, greenlegionradio.com. You can listen to all past episodes here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop.
Yes.
See, I got that.
Yes.
Enjoy their 1,200 square foot Drew Estates Liga Privada Lounge. And enjoy an environment perfect for relaxing with your favorite cigar. The lounge is open to customers during regular store hours. Members can enjoy it at any time. I promised you a little bit of a tease for something that we're going to do in addition to the two $50 gift certificates that we're going to give away tonight right here to the Wooden Indian. Based on Dave's graciousness and the rest of the staff here, we have elected, as the Green Legion, to give away two 76ers tickets to the Green Legion Suite.
Sweet.
On December 10th against the Nuggets.
Awesome sauce.
All your beer will be provided for you there. This is a suite. It's not a club box. It's not an upper level ticket. This is suite level. We'll also give you a VIP parking pass in the H slot. It's about as good of a $1,000 worth prize as you will see.
Awesome sauce.
Remember greenlegion.com next year when you think about Eagles road trips. We're the best at what we do. And, yes, that's me patting my own self on the back.
He is the best. He is the best.
All right. We're going to do that right at the end of the show, Dave.
Yeah.
We're going to go about another 10, 15 minutes here. And, again, we appreciate the hospitality and the love you guys have shown. So we did want to get into a topic around the league. As well as we're going to talk a little bit of Flyers and a little bit of Sixers just because, well, Sixers haven't lost at home yet.
Yep. Nope.
Hold on.
Knock on wood.
No, I don't want to say it. I didn't fuck it. Don't tell me that. I didn't screw that thing. All right.
Everybody's knocking on wood.
So, Hollis and I, I've been lucky to have Hollis as one of my closest friends for a couple years now. And fortunately, he and I think alike on a lot of sports topics. One in particular right now, the integrity of the game brought up by Roger Goodell.
Oh, brother.
And immediately following that, the officiating that's taking place this year, which, you know, almost every week it's an unexpected colonoscopy.
Yeah.
You know, just bend over and let Mr. Jellyfinger or Dr. Jellyfinger take care of you.
It's actually with no jelly most of the time.
Yeah, that's the problem. It doesn't even have the common courtesy of sticking his finger in the jar.
Or reach around.
What's that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't need that tickle, Doc. Using the whole fist? So, Hollis,
yes.
I know this is a topic you wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, immediately, what came to mind when he started talking about the, I think his name is Josh Shaw. He bet on some games, and against his team. He lost too, but nobody knows Josh Shaw, so it's going to be kind of swept under the rug. But in his speech,
that is Josh Pete Rose Shaw.
In his speech, he started talking about the integrity of the game, and I was basically saying you've got some fucking nerve. With the officiating is going the way it's going, and you're talking about the integrity of the game, you have all these calls of guys willing not only when somebody challenges them that the call is wrong and is blatantly wrong on tape, you still uphold the call, and then you still got the same bums officiating the games.
They have made a move. If you have been an official for 20 years,
right.
They put you in kind of
a teaching mode. But why would I want that? Why would I want that jackass teaching the other guys?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
everything that everybody's learning right now is the same crap that we've been putting up with for as long as we have.
And but as soon as he said the integrity of the game, I go directly back to the NFC Championship game from this past season. And you could go to about six or seven games this year where dumbass calls have cost teams the game. And then when you're thinking about this, hey, as a kid, you can say, yeah, you're the officials, we should have did better and stuff. But these are calls that affect the outcome of the game. And not only affect the outcome of the game, there's people's jobs on the line. You lose a certain games, the coach's job's on the line, the player's job's on the line, and you're making these calls where okay,
people's financial livelihood is on the line.
Exactly. And so it's a case in point. As much as I hate the Cowboys, and I'm glad they lost this game anyway, the Jets game. The Jets, really, they stick up the joint. They were up by two touchdowns. It was a sequence in the fourth quarter where they called six straight pass interference penalties. Six straight. And it got so bad that Tony Romo, who was actually the commentator, on three of the calls were like, I didn't see anything.
Yes.
So don't come to us talking about the damn integrity of the game when you refuse to fix the officiating.
Well, and on that, there is a solution. I mean, you're talking about a league that has more money than
they
God.
They know what to do with, yes.
They don't know what to do with. You get Roger Goodell, who made $28 million last year.
Yep, I don't know for him.
And on a 501c3. Thanks. I'm going to register the Green Legion as the church of the Green Legion.
The funny thing, a lot of people don't know this. That jackass asked for lifetime medical for him and his family, but he was trying to veto the lifetime medical for players in the NFL. How the fuck are we going to give you lifetime medical? You ain't done shit.
Right.
And your family. And a private jet. And are you kidding me? Yeah, get your ass on the field.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Get your ass on the field.
And I was appalled with it. It was like he was trying to hold them for ransom. But
there's enough money in the league right now to have a – all right. Here, I think we're finally getting to the point where the speed of the game is faster than what the human eye can actually comprehend. What it can digest,
right.
what it can evaluate in such a short period of time.
But you know, when you say that, that cracks me up because I don't know if you pay attention to any of these slow motion things. The dumbass guys are standing there looking at what we're looking at. They talk about they missed the call. You have one damn job. You're supposed to be officiating.
Yeah, but
no.
When I say looking at it,
I'm talking about looking at. Hey, go pull up. Odell Beckham Jr. was getting choked out. On the field, a referee was sitting. He was standing like literally where David's at now. He was getting choked out on the field. It took the ref from over here, like the ref right here was standing there watching him get choked. Now I don't know if you don't like Odell Beckham Jr., but you can't have that on the field.
I don't like him when he played for the Giants, and exactly. I don't like him when the Eagles play in Cleveland next year at greenlegion.com.
Oh, yeah. Good things. Mazel, mazel.
Sorry.
But
there's enough money in the league right now to have a combination of officials on the field and officials in a booth.
Watching it.
And it doesn't have to take this long.
Exactly.
It does not have to take this long. Verify. You already know.
Yeah.
Do we need to go to... you know, the head official right. or the top official looking at a fucking iPad
this is the
on
thing
the
that,
field? No.
When you say that, this is the thing I don't like. The guy, when they make a challenge, the guy on the field, I don't give, he shouldn't look at nothing because he already fucked up the call. He's already fucked it up. And apparently they do not want to be wrong. It happens. I heard LeBron James say it. It was a clear that somebody called a foul. Actually, it was supposed to be a backcourt violation, but they said that a Laker touched the ball, and so they challenged it. When they challenged it, you could clearly see he never even touched the ball, but they upheld the call. And LeBron James walked by the desk like the officials are never going to overturn anything because they don't want to be wrong.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
I'm going to be the first one to tell you this. If you're a team. In the NFL, who's the guy on Fox when they go to a challenge?
Pereira?
Mike Pereira. Okay. Honestly, if you have enough money and you are a football team, I would hire Pereira to be your guy watching in a booth.
Yeah.
Mike, do we challenge that? Fuck yeah. Mike, do we challenge that? No, let it go. It literally might be the difference between one or two wins over the course of a season. How many times have you seen Doug not challenge a call this year?
Oh, God, it should have been challenged.
That should have been challenged. Yeah. And how many times has Doug challenged a call was blatantly
– Yeah, you actually,
you shouldn't even have bothered.
Exactly.
You know how you fix that?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, brother, we've got this contract for you. It's $3 million a year for the next 3 years. Guaranteed. What do you think?
You think
Mike's not coming out of the booth?
And also, speaking of the integrity of the game, you had your head of officials kicking it with Jerry Jones on a party bus in Vegas, on a party bus with Ladies of the Night.
Coming all right, first of all, I have no problem with that.
No, it's a conflict of interest with the head of officials is kicking it with a certain team, and then that team is always getting calls.
Well.
What's Dean's last name? Dean Belando. Is it Dean Belando? Dean Belando. He's actually the
Belanda.
Belanda. Yeah, he was the head of officials, and he was kicking it on the Cowboys party bus. And got busted coming off the bus by TMZ. So
I'm good with that.
I'm not good with it because it's a conflict.
I'm good with it until you get caught.
And one last thing about the integrity of Roger Goodell. You can't talk about integrity of the game and you go to the Patriots AFC Championship party. You're supposed to abstain. You're the commissioner of the NFL, not the commissioner of the New England Patriots.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that love affair and the human trafficking element. But yeah, I know.
You guys think the officials maybe are a little too? They're a little overwhelmed though with all the.
Don't care.
You got one job, dude. If I work out all
each one
all
of them make about $180,000 a year.
Part
you've
time.
Got one fucking job.
Yep, do it.
Period.
The worst part is when you see what they miss. they miss a tremendous amount of calls. And sometimes you hear the guys saying, they missed their call. No. You have one job. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be watching some specific people. Make the calls. And I get sick and tired of the officials in each sport talking about somebody earning a call. You know how I earn a call? Because I'm playing. I'm on the field. That's how I earn a call. Make the call. I don't give a damn who it is. Just make the call. Make the game fair. You're supposed to be the one convenient fair thing on the field.
Yeah.
A field, court, or anywhere. Make the call. I don't give a damn who it is. I don't care if it's a future Hall of Famer or a rookie. Make the call that you're supposed to make. Because other than that, that's you're messing with the integrity of the game.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
All right. If you've ever listened to our show, all right, I'm a huge Flyers fan.
Right.
I'm an absolute opponent to the executive management.
Right.
I don't think they know what they're doing. I think their heads got slammed too many times.
Yeah.
Way too many concussions before we knew what concussions were.
Pretty much.
All right. How Bobby Clark's daughter still has a job is beyond me.
Ooh.
All right? Sorry. Calling it out. All right? But apparently, and I'm not going to start watching.
Okay.
I'm not until I'm
still going to watch. I'll tell you about it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Apparently, the Flyers are doing something pretty well right now.
Awesome.
They're playing well.
They're playing great.
What do you attribute that to? Is it coaching? Is it? It is.
I attribute it to new coaching.
So the former Rangers coach
right.
is... He's a stud.
Well, he's basically a stud. He's actually a no-nonsense guy. He's going to tell you how it is. And as a player, that's all you want. You don't want a coach that's going to sugarcoat stuff and tell you one thing, and the next thing you know, there's a pink slip in your locker. You're like, how did we get here? What part of the game is this?
I wouldn't be surprised if they red-tagged me already.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, if you got a red tag in your locker, it means you just died and went to the minors.
Yeah, exactly.
Major Anybody? League. Anybody?
Major League.
Thank you. Who said Roger Dorn? My man,
reactivate myself. I'm gonna activate myself.
Right.
No, but
a cigar for him
yeah,
on me.
Yeah, yeah. but when you look at the way he's going about things, I think it's pretty good, and I think it's pretty good for the team because he's not sugarcoating anything. He's not even letting the stars get away with anything. He's calling them out like they should have been called out. You make the most money. You're supposed to be the leaders of the team. Get your ass in gear.
Sorry, Giroux, Voracek.
No, he's been in their ass.
I know. I get it, but they're not stars until. You know,
until they do it.
First of all, that's the most frustrating part. Let's talk Flyers Penguins playoffs. Giroux bangs Sidney Crosby onto the floor, runs, skates in, scores.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right off the bat.
Right.
And if that is not your stamp, and if you couldn't feed off of that,
oh my God.
Oh my God, these guys are trying to get laid more than they're trying to play hockey. Sorry, calling it out. Anybody else agree?
Pretty much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It's like you didn't see what I did to Sidney Crosby, but would you do the rest of the game?
No. He's in the locker room going, "You see what I did to that girl in the third row?" Sorry, just calling it out. But I'm glad they're playing well. Any good sports in Philadelphia is good for the city.
Yes, it is.
I'm still not willing to jump on board. It's still December 4th.
Yeah, yeah. And this is where...
No. If you've been a Flyers fan for any length of time, you know there's going to be a 12 or 15-game stretch they play lights out, get you all amped up, and then take their pistol out and shoot you right in the foot.
You told me this. Watch every game. I watch every game, too, but he told me this like the last couple of years. About the Flyers, and they basically did the same thing, exactly what he said. I got it to him like last year, trying to make it into the playoffs, even make it. And down the stretch, they screwed the pooch. I had to say the proverbial words. You're right, and no man wants to say that.
I have no problem with it.
You're right. Damn.
All right. Well, let's talk about our 10-9-8 76ers.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, what Hollis?
What's up,
Hollis?
You talking about the 32 minutes and no points?
No. Oh. What game was it we were at? Simmons hit his first three.
I can't remember who we were playing, but it was like we won a fucking championship. He hit the three, and I was like, everybody jumps up, and I could have swore I saw champagne spewing from some of the seats. And I was like, really? It's like that? But I should have known that was going to happen because We had Markel Fultz in the jump shot.
Oh, why are you going to bring Mark? Seriously.
No, but when he hit
the... I have no problem muting your ass for the rest of the show.
No, but when Markel Fultz hit it and nobody really liked him, everybody likes Ben. And so I should have known that as soon as he hit his first three-pointer, and only one he's pretty much ever taken in the NBA, that it was going to be like we won a championship. It was almost a parade over to Xfinity Live.
It was
awesome, though. It was like one of the best scenes that I've ever seen.
Keep going.
So it was one of the best scenes I've ever seen. And then you just turn around and it's like, oh, he hit a three. All right, he's a point guard. He's supposed to hit a three.
Yeah.
So
should we be surprised?
Yeah. In this case, yes.
Don't you think it's time for like Brett Brown to go though? I feel like he has no control of the team. There's no discipline. They're running. There's a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah.
And they need the guy to come in and bring it in.
Yeah.
And get deep into the playoffs.
And you know he's correct. And you know what the main reason why he's correct. No. Hold on. I'm gonna let you know. But then you say what you got to say. The main reason why he's correct is this one problem that we've had our team together. The one problem we had, and he hasn't fucking corrected it. We are tops in turnovers. Turnovers will kill you in the playoffs. He has yet to do anything about that. He said something about it like some weeks back. Because he said that we had fool's gold. Because in the game we won, we did have 19 fucking turnovers. That's not going to win you. That's not going to win you a playoff game.
And I think, look, you lost. You, if anybody doesn't realize the karma.
Yeah. Well.
All right. The Eagles won on a double doink.
Right.
And the Sixers lost on a double doink.
Oh man, that was woo.
All in the same goddamn year.
Well, he's. If you notice the animosity he slightly has over one of those double doinks,
I was there.
Him and Tony Parker were the only Sixers fans in Toronto.
Tony Palmer.
Tony Parker, the basketball player. You know. But he's a. They were the only Sixers fans in Toronto during that game.
We flew up for Game 7. On a whim, we're out of here.
Yeah,
we're
going. Yep.
We're going. Get up there, and there is a YouTube video where you can see the call of Kawhi Leonard's shot in about six or seven different languages. And one of them pans through the entire arena. And you can see the only two jackasses there wearing blue. And you can't miss this face, right?
Yep.
My jowls are bigger than a full hamster right before hibernation. Okay.
Yep.
You can see it, and we're just like this. Son of a bitch. So
I know, and also, what I was saying about the turnovers, they're unforced turnovers.
Yeah.
And it's like we either travel or we throw the ball away or we a guy is on his way to the damn hoop and he tries to pass out of the situation. Go to the rack, get the points, and when we see it, it's like it's not really good basketball.
But don't you think that goes back to the coach? I mean,
exactly.
He's got great.
No, I'm telling you, you're right.
He's got a lot of skill on that team, and a lot of sloppiness, and that's a bad combination.
I feel like he's a good coach, but I don't know if he's a good head coach because he's teaching a lot of guys different things. He's getting the most out of them. But what he's not doing is not the unforced turnovers. They're killing us, basically. And in the playoffs, when you have unforced turnovers, like for a travel or somebody like throwing a ball away or trying to throw a pass that's not there, or you run the same dumbass play all the time, and everybody does is push Ben Simmons out away from the basket because they know he's not going to try a jump shot. And then what they do is they sag the defense and put they may do what who did this to him. I want to say Phoenix did this to him, where they put the center on him. Yeah. If you have an athletic center, they put the athletic center on him and made it hard for him to get to the rim. And when they do that, and force the turnovers and force the travels and stuff, it makes for a long game, and we're more than likely to lose more of those situations than not.
But don't you think? I think there's a coach out there for the Sixers, and it's not Brett Brown. I think they're not going to get home with this guy.
Well, yeah, and it's unfortunate that because he went through all of the hurt and pain, but I don't feel no remorse because he still got paid. He's getting paid millions of dollars.
We've got a question out in the lounge.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Rami.
Who's the coach
is out there. Who is it?
I might get slapped for saying this, but listen, I believe a guy like a Larry Brown type coach. These guys, Now, listen, these guys, they need discipline.
He's a thousand.
He's the type of guy that maybe can reel these guys in and put them in their place and hold them accountable. And I think accountability
is Larry Brown still alive?
Any going to sign with SMU?
They need.
Look at Allen Labs. We got a guy doing an if.
Look what Larry Brown did. Look what Larry Brown did with that team he had. I mean, he had one superstar and a bunch of role players.
But when you look at it, Larry Brown's still going through some of the SMU, isn't he? Like some
Listen, he's a little long in the tooth, but there's a guy, a Larry Brown type guy out there, defense, accountability, and look, it's not going to be Larry Brown, obviously.
You're looking for discipline, and basically the thing that you're looking for also is accountability, because sometimes
fundamentals,
yeah, exactly, and fundamentals and accountability.
They do lack fundamental play.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm watching a game. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why?
I do like what Joel's been doing this year, though. He's a little bit more disciplined than he was last year,
except for the no point 32-minute game.
32
minutes, but they said he had no points. I thought he got ejected or something. He's on 32 minutes, 0 for 11.
All right, everybody. It's about time. We're going to close up the shop here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop. We do have some giveaways to give. We do have some giveaways to give away. How about that?
Awesome song.
Yeah, way to go, English. Over the last 15 years, under the care and passion of Dave Meyer, the Once Modest Shop has grown into a cigar industry leader. Everybody, stop in. They are open 7 days a week and always open online at WoodenIndianTobacco.com.
Boom!
Let's give some shit away. All right. First, I have no play whatsoever here. I know nobody in this joint. So nobody can say I was trying to pull somebody's name.
Yeah, they can't say that you patted the box.
All right. You guys, not so much. All right. This is for a $50 gift certificate. Pull out your raffle ticket if you haven't done so.
If you have a raffle ticket, we're about to do the raffle.
Red raffle ticket.
The red raffle ticket. Everybody should have one.
Red Rocket.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we have a few South Park fans in here.
Yes, we do.
If your last three numbers are 060, then you left already.
All right, some people. Hold on, there's people out there. 060.
060.
060, Dad.
It's okay. We're almost done the show here, so if you're listening live and you think this is bad radio, you can kiss my ass. We're giving this away.
Nobody. Wait a damn minute. We losing the Sixers. Oh, sorry. The Sixers are losing.
All right. Going once. Going twice.
Sold.
Sold.
Pull another.
Last three numbers. 081.
You got it. We got somebody right here.
Got it.
Come on up. Come on up. You get a $50 gift certificate.
Please, sir.
There you go.
Let me see that real fast.
Get the fat.
All right. My man.
Abracadabra.
Merry Christmas from the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop.
Oh, your brother-in-law.
Oh, here we go. He brought him. The reason he's here is because of that guy. We got it.
I think he's trying to get the gift certificate.
The next one. 062. My man.
Come on down.
And not that the next is a bigger prize than the last. Merry Christmas from the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop, sir.
Yes.
All right, let's shake it up again.
One more time, shake it.
Uno mas. Uno mas, amigo.
We're going to do it for the 76ers tickets.
I'm sorry?
What is it for? He wants to know
this
what it's for.
This is for two suite level tickets, suite 66. With our good friend Jari Evans.
Yes.
Offensive
guard.
Offensive lineman, 6-year Pro Bowl out of Frankfurt High School and Bloomsburg University.
Yes.
He will be there. And it goes to. Zero. 7-2.
Zero,
you got
seven,
it?
Two.
My man.
Way to go. Way to go. Congratulations, baby.
Congratulations. Oh. Congratulations, sir. I'll talk to you about.
Can talk to you about all the details from it. Yeah, it is a good time to buy a new Ferrari.
Again, everybody, we appreciate the hospitality here at the Wooden Indian Tobacco Shop, 95 South Eagle Road here in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Make sure you get out here. Christmas gifts left and right.
Yes, gift certificates, the whole shebang.
And everybody here at the lounge, we appreciate you showing up tonight.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Catch us on Green Legion Radio by going to greenlegionradio.com.
Or
for Rami Hollis Thomas.
I would like some people to come to the Green Legion tailgate.
Ah, thank you.
The Giants tailgate coming up this Monday night to go and support the Eagles. Go Birds. Bird is the word.
Greenlegion.com, everybody.
Exactly, yes.
All right. We will see you Tuesday at Chickies and Pete's.
Yes.
And next week at Vinny's Place.
Yes, Vinny. We're going to be at Vinny's Place next week. Kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
Yes. Barb's going to be there.
Barb's going to be there?
Yes, she is.
Atta girl. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. We will see you the next time.